Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
The first one is the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. They are requesting $1,000 for their concert series to help ensure that the quality of arts experience is available to county residents of all ages. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Ms. Dever and $500 from Mr. Cole.
So moved.
Yep, second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever, to grant the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra for concert series expenses $1,000, being $500 Mr. Dever's account and $500 Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion?
I need to be cheaper to get a record.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Starlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the Delaware Celebration of Jazz. They're requesting $2,000 for their annual Rehoboth Jazz Festival. This is an annual 4-day event that impacts the local economy by generating over $80,000 in tax revenue per the Rehoboth Chamber of Commerce. The festival also provides music programs and seminars to middle school and high school students. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $1,500 from Mr. Cole and $500 from Ms. Dever.
Yeah, it's well known throughout the country.
That's the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival?
It's a big deal.
Yes.
You get a free ticket. Where are we at? We're at a...
$2,000.
Mm-hmm. And they're requesting $2,000.
I gave $1,500. Move mine up to $2,000 from my Councilmatic fund, please.
Maybe.
Mrs. Dever, do you want to give anything?
I want to let him have the option.
At the end of end of this budget, do we roll the money?
No, we don't. We have to spend it or lose it.
Would I like to spend $1,000 for the jazz festival?
Oh, yeah, they only want $2,000. Yeah. $1,000.
No, I was going to. They wanted additional money, but I think they were told not to ask for too much more because of the potential lack of funding. So. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if you want to still stay, give $2,000. If you want to stay with your $500, we'll make it $2,500.
Library, I'm okay.
You are,
you'll
okay,
be fine.
Okay, so we are.
Let's check it on something.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You are good.
Check it.
$500, $1,000.
We'll check it.
$1,000 would be good because it's really a real draw.
You want to give $1,000?
Yeah, that's
okay. Now I'm going to give $2,000. So I'm going to get
$3,000. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
To grant $3,000 to the Delaware Celebration of Jazz. It'll be Jazz Festival, being $1,000 Mrs. Dever's Councilmatic account and $2,000 Mr. Cole's Councilmatic account. Questions on the motion?
Do we get a free ticket?
We'll take a vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company, they're requesting $4,000 for staffing and adequate fire and emergency response.
I'll make a motion that Mr. Arlett, each of us give $2,500. What are you going to do now? Say no to the fire department?
Lordy. If appropriate, then the answer would be yes.
Thank you. We got to.
However.
I think you said yes, Mike.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, I will second that motion for $5,000, $2,500 each.
So motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to grant the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company for staffing for adequate fire and emergency response.
Which will provide a short-term Band-Aid to their current condition.
Which will be $2,500 Mr. Cole's account and $500 Mr. Arlett's account. Questions on the motion?
Direly needed.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
The next one's the City of Seaford requesting $500 for their Seaford Police Department's 2016 National Night Out. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 from my Councilmatic account to the City of Seaford Police Department for a community event. Question on the motion. We'll take a vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be a motion carried. Next.
Okay. Georgetown Little League is requesting $2,500 for baseball fields and complex maintenance. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion we give $1,500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,500 to Georgetown Little League for field maintenance from Mr. Wilson's Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Town of Greenwood is requesting $1,000 for their Greenwood's Police Department's 2016 National Night Out. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Wilson.
I'm making a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 at Town of Greenwood Police Department community event from Mr. Wilson's Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Laurel American Legion Post 19 is requesting $3,000 for their fourth annual Eastern Shore Veterans Day Parade. Last grant received was $2,500, which was $500 from each council member.
Mr. Hold on a second. Mrs. Shire, you want to come say something? She's here for the. Okay. She's been waiting all day.
Come up here.
Waiting all morning for this, so.
I first had been asked to send Commander Goody's regrets for not being here. He had an emergency at his work. We again want to thank you for helping with this project. It would not be possible without the County Council. We were able to more than triple the participation last year. It lasted almost 2 hours long, and we had participants coming from further away. The farthest was the mounted unit from the Baltimore City Police, which we were thrilled to have. And we were very thrilled to have our councilmen in the parade, as well as other elected officials.
Which councilman did you have?
We had Mr. Arlett and Mr. Vincent.
Oh, my.
Did they ride in the same car?
You were sick.
And you would be welcome to attend as well.
They walked.
Yes.
Bill Roth used to walk. He saw
that. That's right.
And last year was our first year of asking businesses to donate. And we actually were very, very pleased. We wound up getting a total of $6,056, including the donation from the Sussex County Council. So our local businesses came up with over $3,500. It was the first time they had heard of the parade. It helped us promote it. Getting the word out has been difficult. We were blessed that Delaware Tech, their media department, the teacher actually joined the parade planning committee, and we got a lot of the artwork done and commercials done. She graded her students on it. We are trying to move away from asking the council for grants, especially such large ones, but it is only our fourth year. And one last thing, in this week's Laurel Star, Laurel, if you've not been there, we've had our difficulties with the economy, and we're on the verge of a new plan. It's revitalizing and reimagining Laurel, and the Veterans Day Parade was one of the events that they credited as making some of these partners interested in including Laurel.
So I'll make the motion.
The motion is, 600 per Councilmatic.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
To grant $3,000 to Laurel American Legion Post 19 for Eastern Shore Veterans Day Parade, being $600 per Councilmatic district. Mm-hmm.
I just comment, Mr. President, real quick. You are the only veterans parade, I believe, in the entire state. Is that a true statement?
There is a smaller parade over in Federalsburg, Maryland. We talked about combining, but they basically, it's a small town parade. But we are trying to make it the premier parade on the Eastern Shore.
Okay, great. Very good.
Yep. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Honored to say yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
I want to thank you for the American Legion and for all the veterans. One quick story, because I know you're in a rush. We had a gentleman that came from Snow Hill, Maryland last year. He wore his son's uniform. He died in Vietnam. This gentleman had the uniform altered so he could wear it as he buried one of our American flags.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for all you're doing. We appreciate that. Next.
Okay. The Blades Volunteer Fire Company is requesting $6,362 for flagpoles at their new firehouse. There have been no past grants for this project. Last council grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Make a motion of $5,000.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mr. Wilson to grant $5,000 from my council bank account to Blades Volunteer Fire Company for their new flagpoles for their new firehouse. Questions on the motion? Mr. Arlett.
You probably know better than I, but that's a lot. $6,000 for flagpoles?
There's three poles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're big ones, too.
They're expensive.
And they're pretty tall.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Next.
The Lewis Public Library is requesting $4,000 to help with the building of their new library.
I'll scrape that together every dollar I can on that one. It's you know, it's opening up, I think, Saturday, and it's a big deal and costs a lot of money. And so I would like to do that again, the $4,000.
The $4,000? Yeah. Okay.
Second, Mrs. Devers. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $4,000, Mrs. Devers' council bank account to the Lewis Public Library for their capital campaign. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Devers.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried.
Okay. Last one is Grace and Mercy Ministries is requesting $5,000 for their youth camp program that targets youth from low-income families of Georgetown. The activities of their camp are to improve the health, behavior, and education of the youth who attend. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Wilson.
How much I get last time?
This is a new
first
request.
First time. Never had one.
New. Brand new, right?
Brand new.
I recommend
$2,500.
Yep.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant Grace and Mercy Ministries for youth camp expenses. $2,500 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Devers.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinance introduction.
Yes, sir. Several, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.0 acres, more or less, and it is in Ms. Devers' district.
Yeah, I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Devers introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community, as an addition to change of zone number 1393 for Americana Bayside for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 12.313 acres more or less.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
And the next one also is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.05 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork 100, Sussex County, containing 24.835 acres more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member, Mrs. Devers.
I wonder where our capacity study went. And also, I think I read this in the paper, that we haven't done anything, or maybe the League of Women Voters, we haven't done anything with the DLDOT plan to plan some roads. I don't know, I've forgotten the term of their
TID?
Yes.
We're waiting for DLDOT to get back to us.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
So, in other words, we haven't dropped the ball.
No, we're waiting
on DLDOT. Okay. And to just remind you all, I have a bill which is called the Adequate Public Facilities Ordinance. I still have it. If you are interested in matching up development with what we actually have as far as public facilities, I can introduce that again.
Any more comments from council? Comments from
Mr. Arlett? Last night, I thought we had a very successful public safety event there in Millsboro, along with Senator Hawker and Representative Collins. I would say 60 plus, I think, folks were there. Folks from different organizations, to include our own paramedics, and director of EOC was there as well. I just wanted to thank all those that were participated. I thought it was a very successful and very good event for the community. And also today, this afternoon, I want the entire community to hear this, that they should be getting out to Del Mar today. Because today, if I'm not mistaken, because it's in my calendar, is the annual Delaware State Police race, correct? The fundraiser is tomorrow night. So as I said, my calendar could be incorrect.
only by day.
So therefore, it's tomorrow night. And that makes me feel a little bit better, because I don't have to rush out of here then. What's that? but I do encourage everybody to get out there, because this is their big fundraiser for the annual Camp Barnes event that they have. So I think it's a great event.
Since I've got one, I'm not re-upping. I want to say one thing.
Hold on just there, if we may. Mrs. Devers.
Yeah, at some point I'd like to discuss some of the things that were brought up by the League of Women Voters. I don't think we've ever really done that in the past, and I'd like to do that, think about doing that.
Okay.
Because it's up in the air, the things, it's up in the air.
Tell Todd, put them on the agenda.
Anything else, anything comments from council?
Make a motion.
Have a motion to recess to 1:30 public hearing.
Yes.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now recessed to 1:30.